Today is the 20th day of February. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So this week we've been going through forgiveness and really just trying to lay out our hearts to God about whatever it is that we are holding on to so dearly. And I don't know about you, but it's been making me think and making me reevaluate and just address things that have been needing addressing. Is that even the right English? But have been needed to be addressed. And I'm grateful. I really am grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this. And so with all that said, we're going to continue in that line of worship. And we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day today comes from Galatians 2 verse 20. Family. And it says this: I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So Almighty God and Holy God, thank you for sharing your life and power with us and through us. Thank you for joining our life to Christ. Thank you for joining Christ to our life. May his love, grace and power be seen in our actions and character. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. And thank you for taking the time out to just give God 15 minutes of your day. So we sing hallelujah. Afternoon, and we sing, Lord, we love you.
Yes, we do. We adore you. Yeah. Yeah, now and forevermore. We adore you. Hey. Because we know you are faithful, O God. Oh, you are faithful. For you are faithful. You are faithful. give you the highest praise. Oh, yeah.
You know what, sometimes we have no words to say, but yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father, we raise up an altar of worship before you right now. We raise it up. We raise it up. We raise up an altar of worship right now. Right now. Right here. Right now. We raise up an altar of worship. Let it be a sweet sound into your ear. Let it be a sweet sound into your ear. So, Father, right now we lay at your feet. We humble ourselves and we ask you to do a work in us right now. Father God, we just need you to show up and show out. There are things that we are dealing with as individuals, Father God. We are learning to forgive this week, and so we're just asking you to mend our hearts. We're not asking for any material thing. We're not asking for you to grant us this or grant us that. But really, we want our hearts to be pure before you, which means us giving you everything. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. They shall be like wool. Isaiah 1 verse 18. He says, come now. Come now, let us settle the matter. That's what he says. Come now. I believe that God is speaking to you right now and he's telling you, come. 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 Let's settle it. Take a seat. Let's deal with this thing once and for all. Oh, will you be open to him and will you allow him in as he helps you settle that matter? As he helps you confront the very thing that you don't wish to confront, will you allow him to come? Will you allow him to come in? Will you allow him to allow your sins to be white as snow? Or they shall be like wool? Come now. People of God, come now. 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 He didn't say come later. He didn't say come in a few hours. He didn't say come in a minute. He said now. Now. As in now. come now. Let us settle the matter. He didn't say, come now, let you settle the matter. He said, let us settle the matter. Time and time again, he just wants a relationship with you. And so, Father, our prayer this week, Father, there are certain things that have recently happened to us that have been so painful and that we are finding it quite difficult to forgive others. And yet we know that this is your will for each one of your children, knowing that forgiving others in our hearts has a beautiful secondary function of opening our hearts and lives to your warming love and perfect peace. Lord, we want to forgive others, but there seems to be a sort of blockage that has been causing us to hold fast to our anger and hurt. So please, Lord, in your goodness and grace, would you please help us to forgive fully, freely, and forever, so that we may be released from this sharp pain of unforgiveness, which seems to be holding our heart in an icy, iron grip. Lord, you have promised in your word that your grace is sufficient for every trial and each difficulty in life. And we trust that this means that your grace is sufficient to bring us to that point of genuine and gracious forgiveness. And so we cast this unforgiveness at your feet and pray that you would forgive us for holding onto our unforgiving heart for so long, knowing that in Christ Jesus you have forgiven so much. Thank you for dying on the cross for me, for us, and for forgiving all our sins. Thank you that your grace is sufficient for us. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I would love to get to know you if you are listening in for the first time. Follow me or find me on Instagram at JC May and just direct message me and just let me know you are listening in for the first time. So there are a few things that are about to happen here on Heart of Worship. So I want you to keep your eyes peeled and pay close attention, because this year we are going to be very intentional with our worship. Very intentional with our worship. And whether 10 people or 20 people or 30 people, it doesn't matter how many people follow. Just as long as we are intentional and we are creating this movement of true worship, of spirit-filled worship, so that God can dwell. And so with all that said, family, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Welcome to your worship journey.